This is a Bikiyus recording for Maseches Megillah Daf Lamed Amid Beis. We are on the second line on Lamed Amid Beis by the two dots, and we just finished quoting the Mishnah about all four of the Dalet Parshios, and then we're finishing off the Mishnah with the last line, B'chamishis Chozron L'chesidron. And on the fifth Shabbos, we go back to the regular Parsha of the week. We don't read any more special Parshios. So ask the Gemara, L'seder Mai. What order are we referring to there? What's special about what we go back to? Rabbi Ami Amar L'seder Parshios Hu Chozer. Just reading the Parsha of the week, nothing special. Rabbi Yirmi Amar L'seder Haftaros Hu Chozer. It means reading the regular Haftorahs that we normally read. Amar Abaye Kavasa de Rabbi Ami Mistavra. It's logical what Rabbi Ami said. Ditnan l'kol mafsikin l'rosh, because what did the rest of the Mishnah say? You always stop the regular order of the parsha. L'rosh chodashim l'chanukah l'purim l'tanios l'mamados l'yom kippurim. So you always read a special maftir for all of those occasions. Any special occasion, basically, you always take that always takes over the maftir, and we never read the regular maftir for the Shabbos of the week. So he says, Bish l'malamadam l'seder parshios hu chozer. I understand the Mandamro says you go back to the regular parsha, Haino de Ika parsha b'chol, right? So there's always a regular parsha on the weekday, meaning so you go back to reading what you read during the week. That's called the regular parsha. El Mandamro l'seder haftaros hu chozer, but to say you go back to the regular haftaros, haftara b'chol mi Ika, what makes the haftorah that you were going to read that Shabbos regular? So you're not reading a haftorah during the week, and therefore, it's hard to call something the regularly scheduled Haftorah. You read the Haftorah for whatever day that Shabbos happens to be. Okay, so that's the Raya that we're Dafka talking about, the regular Parsha, not the regular Haftorah. V'idach, so how would he answer that it really does mean the regular Haftorah? No, it means each one is what it is, meaning you open up the Chumash, you see what the Haftorah is supposed to be, and you read the Haftorah that it's supposed to be, as opposed to you have to turn to page whatever to get to the special Haftorah. It's pretty simple, not much of a kasha at all, he says. Uvitanios lama li hafsaka. So according to Rav Yirmiya, why should we interrupt the regularly scheduled program on a fast day? Likra mitzafra ben yani diyoma uvimincha b'ta'anisa. Why don't we do the normal laning in the morning, and then in mincha time where we lane also, why don't just read the tainus laning at that point? This is a raya to Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna mitzafra kinufya, right? Whenever there is a gathering in the morning, hechi avdin, how do we do it? Amar Abaye mitzafra lepalge diyuma, right? Me inyanan. So from the morning until chatzos, so me inyanan b'mili demasa. We examine the affairs of the town, meaning this is talking about when you have those special town gatherings on a public fast day. So the first half of the day, you do a cheshbon hanefesh and try to figure out what's going on. Mipalge diyoma lepanya riva diyuma. Right, so for the next, from Chatzos until the third quarter of the day, Karo Maftere, there we read the Torah and we read a Haftorah. The Riva, the Yoma, and the last quarter of the day, Bo Rachme, then you daven, you just get on, you know, just let it all out and just beg Hashem for mercy. Shenemar, Vayikru'u B'Sefer Torah Hashem Elokeyem, Revias Ayom, V'Revias Misvadim U'Mishtachavim. Right, so the Navi said, not the Navi, but in Sefer Nehemiah, it says that for a quarter of the day they read from the Torah, and for the quarter of the day they gathered and they bowed down and they just begged Hashem for mercy. Ve'epuch ana. So what do you mean? I could turn the verse inside out, meaning you just quoted a pasuk that says that they first they read the Torah and then they davened. I could read it backwards. So why wouldn't I say that the Torah reading was done first thing in the morning? So lo sol kedaitach. Nah, don't think to say that. Dichsev ve'elai ye'asvu kol chared b'dvar Elokei Yisrael b'divrei Elokei Yisrael al mal hagola. Right. So basically, all the people who tremble before Hashem, all the people who basically who are, that's the original term charedim. There's a lot of times it quoted it like that in the Nach, not just this pasuk. So he says, all the charedim, divrei Elokei Yisrael, get together to speak about all of the rebelliousness of the people in Golus. Vani yoshev mishomeim ad leminchas ha'erev. But says Ezra, I sit quietly and just like clueless and just perplexed until the mincha of the Erev, meaning everyone else is getting together and ripping on the Jews, and I sit quietly and think about my actions until halfway through the day. And then from mincha and onward, I got up from my fasting. Now I'm ready to read the Torah, now I'm ready to daven. So that's the way he understood that it must be that when it says a quarter of the day is with the Torah, and a quarter of the day is with davening and bowing down to Hashem, that's talking about the second half of the day, not the first half of the day, because otherwise we wouldn't be doing what Ezra said. Ezra criticizes everybody else for not doing it right, and he says, "What did I do? I waited until halfway into the day get up from my fasting and to read the Torah, etc." Okay, let's start the next Mishnah. The Pesach Korma Parshas Moados Shel Toras Kohanim. Right, so on Pesach we read from Parshas Emor, I believe it is, in Sefer Vayikra that talks about the Moadim. Batseres Shiva Shavuos Berot, right, Shiva Shavuos. That's from Sefer Dvarim. We read from that part of the Torah. Berosh Hashanah Bachodesh Hashvi Bechad Lachodesh. Right, in Rosh Hashanah we read from, also from Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra and Emor, from that's our maftir over there. B'yom HaKippurim Acharemos. In Yom Kippur we read the Avodin Acharemos. B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Korim B'Parshas Moados Shebetoras Kohanim. Similarly, on the first day of Sukkot, we read the Haftorah from Parshas Emor. V'shar Yimei Yimos Achag V'Korbanos Achag. And the rest of the Yontif we read from Parshas Pinchas, which discusses the Korban Musaf every day of the Yontif. V'Chanukah V'Nisiyim. Right, on Chanukah we read from the Nisiyim, meaning the end of Parshas Naso. V'Purim V'Yavo Amalek. Purim we read the end of Parshas B'Shalach V'Yavo Amalek. Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodeshem, and Rosh Chodesh, we read also from Parshas Pinchas. We go through the Parshat Tamid till Rosh Chodeshem, and B'Ma'amados, right? We said this is also Mishnah and Tainus discusses this on the days of the Ma'amados. We read B'Maisa Bereishis. We read starting from the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. B'Tanios, so what about on public fast days on the Tainus? Brachos Uklolos. We read from the Brachos Uklolos from Parshas B'Chukosai. Ein mafsikin beklolos. We never stop in the middle of the curses. Ela echad koreis kula. We make that all one aliyah. B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbos and b'shabbos b'mincha. So Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos mincha. Koran kesidron. We read the parsha of the week. Ve'in olam lahem mina cheshbon. And these do not count as if we've covered it. Meaning you have to repeat them on Shabbos. You don't count that as if we already did it. Shenemar v'idaber Moshe as moadei Hashem el b'nei Yisrael. Moshe spoke to the Jewish people about the Moed of Hashem. Mitzvah and Shiu Korin kol echad ve'echad bizmano. That is the mitzvah to read the parts of the Torah of each Yom Tov in proper time. Let's hold here.